Well, as we suggested earlier, Skype went down today for many users worldwide, and it's still down as far as we know. David Gilbert writes for the International Business Times in the UK and joins us now via Google Hangouts. What's going on, David?
And this is a whole new experience for me as well, Michael. Never hung out like this before, really.
Yeah.
It's strange, but yeah.
And it looks like there's a little bit of connectivity issues because, again, everybody's using Hangouts today, probably. Now, what time did Skype go down, and for how long did it go down?
I first noticed reports popping up around 9 a.m. UK London time, which is about 4 a.m. Eastern time in the U.S., and slowly but surely over the next kind of hour or so, quickly ramped up as people woke up in the U.S. and issues, you know, as more and more people tried to log on to Skype, more and more reports were generated. And Skype was quite quick to update its heartbeat service, which is its status dashboard. And it said that there was an issue. It didn't really explain much about it. While it's kind of updated that status a couple of times since, saying that they've now identified the issue, we still don't actually know what the issue is, the technical issue behind it, that is.
So that was my next question was, do we know what is going on? But obviously we don't. I was tweeting earlier that this feels like it's weirdly for us, it's weirdly kind of fun, right? Like using candles when the lights go out, trying to do this without Skype. But it's a real, you know, it's obviously a real problem for lots of different kinds of businesses and for lots of different people who rely on Skype to communicate. How much damage do you think this is doing for the brand Skype and for the business? And how do you think that Microsoft has to behave to kind of get back some goodwill for an outage of this magnitude?
I think, well, first of all, Microsoft has been kind of at pains to point out that Skype for Business, which is the paid for version of Skype, hasn't been affected by this. So that's still up for those who use it.
How very convenient for them.
But for those who use Skype on a day-to-day basis in their business, just the regular version of Skype, this is a huge, has a big productivity issues, I think. And there are going to be a lot of companies who are now today going to be looking elsewhere to see, is Google Hangouts a better option? Is Slack a better option? For people who use Skype, especially while the messaging service is still up for some people or for a lot of people, it isn't completely up for everyone. So there's still issues there. And I think what you need from a service like Skype is it just needs to be very, very robust. And while this is only the third major outage since the service began or since 2007, it's still going to be a big problem for Microsoft, I think. And they are going to have to do some serious groveling to fix it for users. And I think, you know, there could be, we may see when it comes back online that there could be offers from Microsoft of free credit or something around that to try and apologize to its users.
Hopefully a free Microsoft band fitness wearable. that's my vote. So just to get a sense of the scale of this, how many people around the world use Skype as their essential phone company?
It's a very hard, the exact Skype user numbers are very hard to get because Microsoft doesn't break them out. But what we do know is a survey last year reported that 40% of all international phone calls around the entire world were made through Skype, which is a phenomenal figure considering how relatively young this company is. The last usage figures we have for Skype, I think, was that on the desktop side, 660 million people had downloaded the app and 100 million people use it actively every month. But that was back in 2012. So the number of people using it today would typically be much higher than that.
Yeah, and this is particularly bad for Twit because we use, of course, Skype for lots and lots of our shows to bring in guests and hosts and everybody else. So as Jason was saying before the show, it might be a rough day today at the Brick House. David Gilbert is at ibtimes.co.uk, and you can follow him on Twitter at daithaigilbert. How about that? Thank you so much for joining us today, David.
Thanks, Mike.
All right.